brings us to public hearings. Subset A, this is a variance for a 6-foot maximum height for fencing for the Belle Jolie Winery. So Dave has got a staff report for us.
Good evening. Before you, the first item before you on this is a variance request from the 6-foot maximum height for our, in our ordinance for fencing to allow the construction of a 7 to 10 foot fence around the vineyard. This is for Belle Jolie Winery. Basically, in a nutshell, it's going to keep the deer and everything out from eating the grapes and the wine the vines.
Soon to be wine.
Soon to be wine. This was presented to planning and zoning, and it was unanimously voted to send it to you for approval. Mr. Jackson is here if you have any questions of him.
Staff recommends approval also.
Staff recommends approval of this also.
Council have any questions for Dave or for any other staff members, I guess?
Yes, that is correct.
Mr. Jackson, you want to add anything or rather just sit back if you don't need to talk? Come on up to the microphone, please.
My name is Matthew Jackson with Belle Jolie Winery. Usually a 7-foot fence would keep the deer out, but we've noticed along the road we may have to go, you know, that just depending on the angle, they may be able to clear it.
They'll probably be they'll figure it out too if they can.
They love the grapes.
We all do.
I'd like to comment. You can see them growing now. We haven't in the past because of the deer. So.
Is there any other discussion or questions from council?
It says that you have an existing deer fence in place right now. So will the fence that you build be matching in height and in appearance as well? Or
yes, that's the plan. So we're just going to attach to the existing fence. I could pass this around if you need to see it.
Oh, we have it.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah, we'll just attach to the existing fence and then cut across the vineyard. Because right now there's a deer fence around the entire property, and during business hours the doors are open, and in the evening the deer just come right in.
Any other discussion from council?
I have to ask the obvious question. If we got a deer fence in place now and the gates are open, and we add, 3 feet to it and the gates are open, are we defeating the purpose by leaving the gates open?
The new fence will, we're putting basically a fence inside of a fence. So there won't be anything open around the vineyard except if we do two. That'll be permanently closed.
Just checking.
How about any public input on this public hearing matter? Further council discussion or a motion?
We'll make a motion to approve.
So first by Ron.
Second.
So second by Rhea. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously. Thanks, Mr. Jackson.
Thank you.
Item B, Mr. Smith gets to remain for, and this is another variance. This is for the Moores, so Dave, I'll turn it back to you.
This is another variance for the fence height. Applicant would like to install a 6-foot chain link fence along the entire length of her property between her and her neighbors. Ordinance only allows a maximum of 4-foot height in the front 25 feet. She would like to go the full 6 feet all the way across. Staff has no issues with this as the fence would not cause any traffic or visual issues. It was presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission. They approved it unanimously to send it to City Council for approval.
Any questions for Dave?
That's the one I read for separation of property encroachment.
Yep.
Yeah, there is, I guess for lack of better terms, I think there's some a neighbor dispute between a pet going back and forth between the properties, and this will help alleviate that problem.
Any other questions from council at this point? Tony, you want to add anything at all at this point? Okay. How about any other public input on this matter? We have a first by Rhea and a second by Mike. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously. Subset C, this is another variance. This is a setback. And Dave, I'll turn it back over to you.
The applicant, Nance McPherson, would like to construct a 12-foot by 20-foot carport on the south side of her property or on the south side of her house. She's asking for a zero setback to that side so she can construct that. Residential zoning requires 5 feet from the property line. She also requested during this time a variance to the hard surfacing requirement. It was split up in planning and zoning into two votes. Staff recommends approval of the setback variance as the neighbors, especially the one directly to the north of her, or south, excuse me, south, has no issues whatsoever. She'll be installing a rain gutter system on that to direct any water that would normally come off of that roof away from the neighbor's property. Like I said, they have no issues whatsoever. They sent their letter back in full approval. That was voted on by planning and zoning, and that was approved. Then they went on to the hard surfacing requirement. There was discussion on there as far as the neighborhood. What is the rest of the neighborhood driveways like? There's probably about a 65 to 70% of the neighborhood is unhard surfaced or gravel driveways. There was some discussion on that. On one planning and zoning commissioner made the mention that we are requesting everybody else to do hard surfacing. We should continue to do that. The hard surfacing requirement was not recommended by city staff, but it was voted in a 1-5-1 to be sent to city council for approval of the variance to that hard surfacing. So they did approve both requests.
Any questions from council at this point?
Well, our ordinance requires that all vehicles that where they travel need to be hard surface asphalt or concrete, and we would like to stick with the ordinance on this new construction and improvements to make it that way. We did not recommend giving the variance to the hard surfacing.
Yep.
And Nancy is here if you have any questions for her.
Any other discussion from council?
I move to approve.
We were first by Dave. Mike was ready to grab his microphone.
Yeah. I think we're going to have future issues here. I agree with the hard surfacing requirement. I've been forced to do that myself on other properties that have been there for a long, long time. We make the rules, and then we're the biggest party to break them. I'm not in favor of continuing with the neighborhood policy of we can build it and just turn it to gravel.
Part of the situation, because there was a discussion there, was this residential area doesn't have curb gutter. situation that, like, if we were to improve that?
Yeah, there was discussion that if the city was to fully improve the streets in that neighborhood to bring in curb, gutter, sidewalk, and make the streets the proper width, that then we would be asking all those folks to complete hard surfacing requirements as they did those improvements that, in this case, Ms. McPherson would like to do. So that was, I think, part of the reason that the Planning and Zoning Commission did vote to send it to you for approval for the variance of the hard surfacing.
But I think we need to clarify one thing with that comment. Mr. Smith, who pays for curb, gutter, and sidewalks?
In a perfect world, it would be a combination of the city and the property owners. I think the city would do the work, and then, of course, the property owners would be assessed their portion on either side.
So I can get a portion back? Can I get some of mine reassessed and the city pay me back for my curb, gutter, and sidewalks?
That's above my pay grade, Mike.
Yeah,
what I'm saying is
what Mr.
rules.
Smith was trying to explain is that the traditionally what happens in a scenario like that is that the city actually does the project, but then it's paid for by the property owners. So this is an area where, you know, curb, gutter, sidewalk, that would be a nice addition, but to do that, that would result in an additional fee for the property owners. The other
comes off your taxes.
Yeah. The other concern that has traditionally been expressed, if you do not have a hard surfacing place to park vehicles, is that it tends then to draw additional mud and dirt and everything else onto the city streets. So in a case like this, without a doubt, there's still places where, you know, there's gravel and things like that before it goes onto the roadway. But if it's actually parked on dirt or something like that, likely there's going to be more mud that's going to be on the tires and not be able to be knocked off by the time it gets on the street. But that's the that's really one of the primary points of that hard surfacing requirement. And that is something that's required through our MS4 permit through the state. That's required through DNR and the EPA, is to try to reduce the amount of dirt and debris that gets onto roadways.
And Dave, is it 400 square feet minimum?
The minimum is 400 square feet, yeah.
Actually, just to go and approve this particular variance. Yes, for both variances, for the carport and to the hard surface off-street parking.
May I say something?
You bet.
Sure. So I parked my pickup there anyway and have for all the years that I've been in there. So in there's no mud that's going to come there, because it hasn't in 38 years, and I don't think that's the other issue is with the hard surface is to, so the house is 24 feet wide, so the carport will be about 4 feet to the west of where the corner of the house is. So to go from that point for a hard surface to the street is about $10,000. And so the street, you explained that well when meeting, but the street, the property line ends well before the blacktop on the street starts. So if I want to drive from the street across the gravel onto a hard surface that you might require, makes no sense to me. So the street doesn't, until that's fixed, because there is no curb and gutter. There's a asphalt street.
Dave, am I right on this one? It says here a variance to the hard surface off-street parking requirements. So we're actually granting a variance. So there wouldn't be any hard surface, correct?
That is correct.
Right. So there wouldn't be any unless everything is improved within that area, correct?
That would be up to you folks. Yeah,
to verify that.
Well, and with your motion, Councilor Martinson, it doesn't include that stipulation of
once the city does do its upgrades, that's required. I mean, so
I would like to add that to the motion.
So you'd like to amend your...
I would like to amend the motion saying that if there were adequate upgrades made in that general area, then the variance would be taken off on the hard surface.
And so then, the hard surface from the street to the distal end of the carport or just the pad where I park?
In this case right now, you won't have to do any hard surfacing requirement if they pass his motion until the city does those improvements to the street curb gutter in the future, at which time then you would be required to do the hard surfacing anywhere the vehicles park or travel. So you'd have to go from the end of the carport to the street.
But the property line isn't where the street ends.
No, but if the street improvements were made, the street would be the full width, and curb and gutter and sidewalk would be put in, which would be a whole lot less for you to do at that time. Okay. And like I said, at this time, there's no plans for that in the near future that we know of.
I can park either place. There's already gravel there. It does. I'm going to put more gravel, but I'm going to wait until... I didn't want to do that until...
And also, so to... On the hard surfacing part of it, there's a 400 square foot minimum that you have to at least do. So therefore, you don't necessarily have to go all the way to the back of your house where you'd be parking. I mean, it'd be essentially from the road up to is all you'd have to do, correct, for a pad or something like that to enter in onto. So it's not like you have to do $10,000 worth of concrete work. Correct. I'm saying from the street.
The new street, which would be...
From the street, you could actually do a 12 by 33 pad, which is like 396 square feet. And that would, I mean, so you have a driving lane to that, and you could stop at 33 feet or something like that. Or it can be a combination of a pad or something. It's more so... When you're coming off of your property, your tires are cleaning off onto your property rather than the street. You understand that?
Kind of, but I wouldn't know how much square feet I would have to hard surface until the street is in its proper position.
Correct.
Right, yeah. So from the street, whatever your width is you want to do, you can get up to, you know, whatever your 400 square feet comes into, then you can gravel the rest of that if you wanted to, where your carport and everything sits at. If I'm
Mr.
correct,
Anderson,
right?
The minimum is 400, but the ordinance does say anywhere vehicles travel or are parked has to be of hard surface,
okay,
with a minimum of 400. So if you didn't provide her with the variance, she would have to asphalt anywhere she parked or drove her vehicle from the street to the end of the carport.
My apology, I misunderstood.
No problem.
Either way, I can't afford that now.
Any other discussion, public or council?
Just a question, Mrs. McPherson. Your estimate for hard surfacing is based on concrete, but not asphalt.
It was on concrete.
And Dave, we do allow asphalt hard surfacing of driveways.
Yeah, we do. The ordinance states asphalt or concrete.
Okay. How long has the hard surfacing requirement been in place?
As long as I've been here, for 8.5 years now, and probably before that.
Any other questions or discussions? We have a first on the floor. Public or council? Do we have a second?
I'll second that with the amendment that he said.
We have a second by Terry. For both variances, but with the stipulation of improvement to hard surface if there is city improvements of street and gutter and curb and that kind of stuff.
So if everything's improved, the street's improved, then she has to do the hard surface.
Correct.
Okay. Yep. Understood. Thank you.
All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no?
No.
We had
no.
Yeah, we got Ron and Mike on no, and the rest are yes, Faye. Yep. Motion passes for the variance.